The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Yuma Dav Tes. We'll start with the Dav Tes Zagadta and Yud. As Yud, Dav Yud and Yud Aleph have so much of the sugis, the essential sugis of Hilchus Mezuzah and Chas, that we'll go back and we'll use Dav Tes also to discuss Hilchus Mezuzah. The Braisa on Dav Yud and Yud Aleph says, towards the bottom of the Amid, Tana Rabbonin, Kol HaLishko Yishoyev HaMikdash, all the chambers that were in the base of HaMikdash, Lehoyu Lehen Mezuzah. Chutz Milishkas Parhedrin Shoyev HaBeis Diri Lekoyen Godl. The Kohen Gadol lived in the Lishkas Palhedrin. Kohen Gadol lives in the Beis Dira, needs a mezuzah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Valoi kama Lishkas hayu b'migdash shehoyu lehen Beis Dira, that there was a place that was habitable, and there were people that stayed there, Kohanim that stayed there. V'loi hayu b'em mezuzah, Lishkas Palhedrin, Gzeira hoiso. The Gzeira midiraisa, it's not mechuyiv, it's midirabona, my time in the Rav Yehuda, Omar, Kosovar Rav Yehuda, Kobayi sheni osi li moizacham, li moizacham, me'ene bayis. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that a bias which is not used literally year round is not a base dira. Does that mean that a bungalow or a summer home which is not used is not mechuyev mezuzah? Pashtus not. It has to be that it's not roi to be used b'moisacham b'moisacham. Theoretically, you could live in a bungalow. Maybe you wouldn't do it when it's 25 degrees outside, but theoretically, the living conditions are such that a person could use the bungalow even during the winter. A person could use the summer home even during the winter, even during the fall, whatever season it is of the year. Remember, it's a bias that's mishamish b'moisacham b'moisacham. But the Lishkas HaParhedrin, which was only used for 1 week a year, there's absolutely no reason, there's no designation of that as a base dira any other time. Therefore, midaraisa, it's not mechuyev. Midarabonon, they were mechayev. The Gemara continues, B'shem Abaye. Abaye compares the machloikis of Yehudin the Rabbonon to a machloikis Rabbi Yehudin the Rabbonon where the sukkah sachag, the sukkah, is mechuyev in mezuzah. The Gemara ultimately says, and the Gemara discusses in three contexts, the halachas of sukkah, whether it has a din of a bias to be mechayiv mezuzah, whether it's mechuyiv also in eruv, is a related din. There's chazal were goyzer, eruvei chatzeroiz, that public area, not a public area or a street that doesn't have an eruv, but even a place which is surrounded by mechitzas, there's no problem of carrying, there's a problem of reshuyoiz, of carrying things from the batim. Picture, let's say, an eruv in a hotel or around the bungalow colony, where there's no problem of carrying, but there's a problem of carrying into the mokum hamishutav, into the public area, onto the lawn in the front of the hotel, from the individual rooms, from the individual bungalows. You have to make an eruv chateres. What is called a bias, which is designated as a separate reshus, that you wouldn't be allowed to carry from that bias into the public area. Also, the dinim of bias are also totally in the quality and in how much you define a certain place as a base dira. This whole sugya is an erevin, and the Gemara by us bears the din of whether it's a bias legabe the halachas of erev to aser or reshus hamishutefes, as well as the dinim of mezuzah. Is a sukkah a bias? If somebody has a sukkah that opens up onto a public property, it's not in his private backyard, but it's open on a lawn of a public area, would it be also to carry out from the sukkah into the public area, and so on. The Gemara says that the machloik is by sukkah between Yud and the Rabbana, the machloik is whether sukkah in the beginning is sukkah, whether sukkah is a deer, it's arai deer, it's kva. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkah, even the malam yasimama, is kosher, because he holds that a sukkah can be a deer, it's kva. There's nothing wrong the tzura of making a sukkah outside. You make it with tzchach, but it's a deus kvar. We hold the rabbanon, we paskin that the sukkah is a deus aray. L'malam yasim amo is a deus kvar. Sukkah has to be a deus aray. So too, samachu yivim mezuzah, because it's not considered a lasting bias. It's only a temporary temporary means of shelter, but it's not a real house. Legabe, the lishkas parhedrin, that's legabe the machlokes in the brayse of sukkah, whether it's mechuyav mezuzah. Legabe, the lishkas parhedrin, the Gemara says that the machlokes is whether dira bal korchok shmei dira oiloi. On the one hand, the Kohen Gadol didn't want to be there. Didn't want to be there. Of course, he wants to be the Kohen Gadol. He wants to do what he's supposed to do, but it's not the place that he would live mitzad his choosing, mitzad his comfort. He's there in service of Avodas Hashem. It's like saying that a tent that a soldier pitches for a night is his dira. It's where he wants to be. He's there for the night. He's sleeping on the grass because he's on the way to battle. So you have to pitch a tent in order that there should be some type of shelter. But that's his place. That's a dira. So too, the Lishkas Parhedrin is not defined as the Kohen Gadol's dira because it's a bias. That's Bal Korchok, and the Machloikis is whether dira Bal Korchok is Mechuyiv in Mezuzah Deraisa or not. Well, it's not Mechuyiv, but it's only Gzeira in order that, like the Gemara says, that nobody should look at the Kohen Gadol and look at him as if he's locked up in a jail. If it doesn't have a Mezuzah, it's as if he's locked up in jail. The Rambam in Hilchas Mezuzah, Perek Vov, paskins that the Lishkas Parhedrin is Mukhuyiv in Mezuzah. He seems to say Deraisa. He holds the Rambam is paskin like the Rabbanon that Diru Bal Kochok Shmei Diru. Even a Diru where a person doesn't want to be there, it's not the place of his choosing, he's Mukhuyiv in Mezuzah. The Pischa Tshuva in Hilchas Mezuzah, Reish Peivav, B'Shem Marit, B'Shem Vegeyosef, B'Shem the Beis Hillel, talks about jail. The Gemara calls it a dira which is bal kocher, not to a person's choosing. If a frum yid is locked up in jail, he knows he's going to be there for 3 months in a lockup. He knows he's going to be there for a year. I don't know if he can put a mezuzah, but theoretically, is he mechuyev to put a mezuzah or not? So they're paskening, the Pischa Tshuva is bringing these gedolei achrayim that hold that a beis asurim is chayev mezuzah. So they talk about, the Tshuva talks about where the Kohol had their own jail and they locked up somebody. So here he's in a Jewish jail. They would have to supply him with a mezuzah or he would have to pay for a mezuzah to be put up. The Shaila, if mezuzah is Chavis Hador, we'll see me at Tishnem, if mezuzah is incumbent on the one who's living there, not the one who owns the place, so does he have to pay for the mezuzah or are they mechuyev to supply him with a mezuzah? That's debatable. But Dira b'chav shmei dira, it's called he has a dira, he's there for more than lama dira, he'd be mechuyif to put up in a mezuzah. He's mechuyif to have a mezuzah. The Rambam also paskins that sukkah's chag, we paskin that a sukkah is a dira sa'arai, so he holds that the Rambam paskins that a sukkah is not mechuyif in mezuzah. What's interesting is that the Ramo in Erechaim Shin Samach Vov says that on a boat, there are cabins on a boat, everybody has their own room, you need an Erev in order to be able to carry out from the cabins onto the deck. Picture a cruise boat. On a 2-week cruise, the Shabbos that they're at sea, in order to be matir carrying out from the rooms below, well, they don't, in today's boats they don't have it below, I'm talking about a cruise boat, but in to take out from the rooms, to be able to carry from everybody's cabin to the deck, or to take out to the public dining room, anything, they would need an Eruv Chatzeres. Even though the Gemara seems to equate Batim Shebesvina to Sukkos HaChag, the same way Sukkos HaChag is a Diris Arai, Batim Shebesvina is also a Diris Arai, the Gemara seems to put the two together. The Rambam is Mechalek Legabi Eruv, even though the Rambam himself puts the two together with Gabi Mezuzah. The Rambam says that Batim Shebesvino is Potter from Mezuzah the same way Sukkos HaChag is Potter Mezuzah. The Gemara says, by us, both of them are Diris Arai. The cabin on a boat is a Diris Arai. The Sukkah that a Yid sleeps in for a week is also a Diris Arai. But Gabi Erev in Erechaim Shin Samach Vov, the Rambam is Mechalik between Sukkos HaChag, he says, does not have a need for Eruv Chatzeres. It's not considered Rishus HaYochid, a bias, legabe, asuring, tiltu, mimokum hoitzo, mimokum lemokum, ma'ashe enkein, batem shebesvin is Mechayv Eruv Chatzeres. What's the din? What's the difference between the din of mezuzah that svina and sukkah are the same, and legabe eruv, there's a chiluk between the two. Reb Kivega asks this kasha in Yeridei Pevot. So this is a kasha that Achroinim discussed. Rabbi Seinu of the last door answered this question as follows. The Chazon Yecheskel from Chatzko Bramsky, as well as the Stipler of Kilis Yaakov, they answer like this. The din of sukkah is choluk b'yisoid from the din of the din of mezuzah is choluk from the din of eruv. The sukkah, what defines whether it's mechuyiv b'mezuzah, the critical factor in defining whether a certain bias is a bias that's mechayiv mezuzah, it's not enough to define in essence what that place of residence is. Is it a real place of residence or is it a temporary shelter, but it's not a real bias? Besides for that din, you could have a house, you could have a palatial estate, but the halacha is that unless a person lives there for lam yom, he's not mechuyiv. What's the pshat? The house is definitely a house. The person has to live there. Meaning, say, besides for the dira having a shame dira, shmei dira, lav shmei dira, besides for it being shmei dira, it also has to be shmei diurin. The person who's living there, it has to be considered his place of residence. Mezuzah is chayvus hador, the Gemara tells us, and chayvus hador means that it has to be a place where he lives. It's not only that the place is be'etzem roi to live in, which tells us that when we talk about a sukkah is not only a temporary residence mitzad the thing itself. It's built temporarily, it doesn't have a real roof, it's not l'mala me'asum amo, it's not made to last. It's not made as a real place of residence. Besides for that, a person also is not kivei diras, he's only there for the week, right? After a week, he's going back inside. So it has two strikes against it. Bayesh of the svina, the place that the rooms are built to last, the cabins on a boat are made to last. They're not put up. It's not a temporary lean-to. It's not there for a week. The dira is a dira. It's only the diurin, the diorus, the living, which is not a real living. A person is on a boat only to get from Cuba to Madrid. It's not his real place of residence. He's going on a cruise for a week and a half. He's there as a vacationer. That's his dira. But the dira itself, kishala atzme, b'mahus, is a dira. So now, the gabi the din mezuzah, which is totally in the diurin mezuzah chayves hador, the halacha is that the two would both be potter. We equate the two. But the gabi eruv does not have to do with the quality of the diurin that a person is living there. What defines a rishus hayochid the gabi the din of eruv lechatzeris is whether the place itself is roi ledira. A hotel room is roi ledira. A bayis shebisvina is roi ledira. A sukkah is not royal adira. It's not made to last. You can't live in a sukkah more than a week. It's not only that you're only there temporarily. The sukkah itself is not made to last. Therefore, a sukkah is certainly potter from eruv chatzeris. Batim shevisvino achayiv. This that the braisa equates the two bayos legabi mezuzah. That's because the quality of the diurim is shoveh in both. The same shadow legabi a jail legabi beis asurim. The whole discussion, whether a jail, whether a prisoner is mechuyev to have a mezuzah put up for him or not, would only be legabe mezuzah. Legabe eruv, the jail is made to last. V'haraya, they use the same jail for 20, 30, 50, 100 years. So the jail itself is a dira. It would definitely be a rishus hayochid, legabe asring. If you would have the prisoner, if you'd have an old Jewish jail, I haven't found a country yet that does have an old Jewish jail, or that's one run religiously, but theoretically, a prisoner that wants to keep halacha would need an eruv chatzeres to carry out from his private room, to carry out things that are in his room to the public dining room. Same way in a hotel, you need an eruv chatzeres. A sukkah does not need eruv chatzeres because the sukkah, the dira itself, lo yishmei dira. And that's the chiluk of Rabbi Batim, Shebe Svina. The Stipler brings, just adds a point, B'shem Yibod L'chaim Tev Maruchim, his son, Hagoyin R'chaim Kanievsky Shlita, that based on this discussion, what he calls the Rav HaChoyvel, the captain of the boat, who lives on the boat, he's not there for a week, the fellow who's living on the boat, or the staff of the boat, who live on the boat for a long time, more than 30 days, more than 3 months, they're always on the boat. Maybe they have days off, but be'etzem, they live on the boat while they're on the job. L'chayra would be mechuyiv in mezuzah. Even though the dayorus of the people that are there for a week or 10 days is not lav shmei dira, but the rav achayv of the room itself is a roy ledira, it's a shmei dira, it's made to last, and his living there is also not temporary. That's his place of residence for right now. So the halacha is there would be mechuyev. Chaim Kanievsky points out that if you look at the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam says on mitzvahs that a person is not mechuyev. The Rambam has a list over there. He talks about the fact that we say in a bracha, it's a dilemma. We say Asher Kedushon v'mitzvahs v'tzivon, we're mechuyev. There are certain mitzvahs you're not mechuyev. You could be a vegetarian. You don't have to eat meat. You don't have to shech. But still we say v'tzivon. You don't have to have a Begad Shabdalit Kanfois, but still, when we put tzitzis on a Begad Shabdalit Kanfois, we say Vitzivanu. The Rambam counts one of those mitzvahs, which is not a Chiyuv Gomer, but a person gets himself into a situation where he's Mechuyiv to do Kach Vekach, he's Mechuyiv to be Mekayim the mitzvah, is Mezuzah. The Rambam says, Loshon the Rambam, Sheharei im Yirtza Yishkin Kol Hayoyim Besvina. A person can live his whole life on a boat and he would never be Mechuyiv in Mezuzah. Frak there. If a person lives his whole life on a boat, that's his place of residence. Now, you can in the stomach be miyash of the kasha. We're talking about a boat, which is not royal ledira. But a person could theoretically live at sea on a canoe. A canoe is not only that the residence is temporary, but the residence is not ro'ui to be a permanent residence. That's Reb Chaim Kanievsky's ha'ora on this mahalach. So again, in mezuzah, we also look, not only do we look at the quality of the dir itself, we look at the quality of the diurin, of the living. Is the living a real living, or it's just a temporary come-and-go type of thing? Legabi eruv, legabi hilchos eruv chatzeis, we look only at the quality of the dir. Let's add another point. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perek Yudal, Halacha Vov, we're talking about nige batim, there's different. Not every house is ro'ui in the times of the Beis HaMikdash when there was tzaras, was ro'ui to be mekabel tumas tzaras, and you would have to go through the whole parsha, the seder hanegoyim that's in parshas mitzoyer. The Rambam says that a bayis haboy bonui besvino is potter. Why? He says exactly because of a new din. It comes from a brisa that the it says over there when Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael there was nigei batim. Only a bayis which is built in the land. Mashenkin, a bayis which is built on water, doesn't have roots in land, on land, is not mechuyev. Frek to kiveger. Why does the Rambam have to bring a new reason that's unique to nigei batim? Just say pasha, it's not a bayis. A bayis, shavisvina, is not a bayis. The way we're describing, the way we're explaining from the stipler, from the Chazon Yechesmah, from Avramsky, the Teretz is pasha. Nigei batim, the shem dira, that's called Shmei Dir and Lav Shmei Dir is only the quality of the deer itself. The way we're saying, the cabins that are built on a boat are built to last. The deer itself is a deer. The discussion in mezuzah is in the quality of the diurin, of the living in that deer. But the deer itself is certainly has a Shmei Bayis. It is a house. It's roy to last. It's not a temporary dwelling. It's a place where a person theoretically can live. The captain is certainly living there, like we said. If that's the case, then we could say that Nigei Batim, the Rambam held that Nigei Batim is also not totally in the quality of life. It's totally in the quality of the walls themselves. The walls themselves are walls on a bayis shebisvina. So the Rambam needs a new gzeres hakosav, a new din, that only a bayis, a diru, which is anchored in Eretz Yisrael, has a din of Nigei Batim, not something that's at sea. That's another revach of this mahalach. Just to add one more point, in Reish Pevov, in Yerodeh, in Hilchos Mezuzah, Sif Yud Aleph, the Taz is Mechadish, over there something with tremendous nafkaminis la'aloka. So now what we've been discussing is more lomdus, by Shabbismino, Sukkah, we don't make a mezuzah. But here's something which is Mamish Negeh Halokh L'maisa. The Taz is Mechadish that stores Chanuyos are potter from mezuzah, because, like the Gemara says by us, that it has to be Mishamish, a deer has to be Mishamish, b'moisach chamo, b'moisach shomim. The Gemara also says, it has to be Mishamish, b'yoimu balaylo. And a chanus is something that a person sits in a whole day, not b'yoimu balaylo. Work hours are during the day, a store is something a person sits in by day, not by night. Now, obviously, you're going to ask, b'zman hazeh, this is not really negeah, because depending on the time of the year, a person could definitely work late hours, and the store could be open past Shkia. So what does that mean? That a store is not Roy B.M. Balad. You can say the times of the Taz, they didn't have electricity. The store was only open so far that there was sunlight. Not during the day, the store was not functioning. So it's a Diru B'yoyim V'loy Balad, and Loy Shmei Diru, says the Taz. But the Taz's case would be Negel to Bizmanazah in a school. A school with children. Think about a nursery. It's a Diru B'yoyim V'loy Balad. There's nothing there at night. People are not there. So it would be potter. It would be a tremendous nafkamina. Or a lunchroom in a school. The lunchroom is used during the day, not at night. Obviously, we're talking about a dining room, which is not used for supper, which is after shkia. But anything that's used by yoyim, in the examples, a resource room, which is definitely only used by it's only they only have children there the earlier hours of the day. They don't have children there at night. So l'chayr should be mechuyev mezuzah. L'chayr, that's the halacha al pi the Taz. Comes along the, and this halacha, by the way, that a dira that's by yoyim v'loy b'layla lo shmei dira is also true in hilchos chazakos, totally different halachas in chayshe mishpat lagabi cheskas gimel shonim, what would be considered being machzik a dira, a chanuz, would not be considered a chazaka because it's mishamish by yoyim v'loy b'layla, doesn't have a din of a chazaka. Now, there happens to be another halacha in our sugya which seems to be sois of this. So halach called a beis ha'oitzer. The discussion whether a beis ha'oitzer is mechuyim. Beis ha'oitzer is also not fully functional. Says the Taz, a beis ha'oitzer, since you're storing a storage room, a machzan, an attic, a garage, since you're storing things there by yom balayla, its shimush is by yom balayla. A chanos you only use by yom balayla. Ad kan divrei ha'taz. What's well known is the Pesachei Tshuva in Reish Pei Vov over there. B'shem Yad Ketan. Yad Ketan is one of the classic Achronim. We don't have that much access to him because the Sefer written a few hundred years ago. Because the Sefer is only on the first few sections of the Rambam. The one who uses Yad Ketan very often is the Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Chofetz Chaim Sefer Shulchan Aruch. Because the Yad Ketan was also written on Sefer Mada. Sefer Mada in the Rambam Mishneh Torah. Therefore, there's a lot of halach there that I get to Lashon Hara. In any case, the Pesachei Tshuva brings B'shem Yad Ketana. That means you consider it authoritative that if you have Schoira, he says, if you have Schoira there in a regular store, besides for the person who sits behind the counter, there's also merchandise there. There's Schoira, there's things on the shelf. Why is that different than a Beis Ha'itzah? It's used by Yoyim. Ubalah, it's used certainly by Bukhuiz. Chutz from that, the Yad Ketana says that the fact that you use something by Yoyim v'loy b'layla, he says, it's certainly not a p'tur in Hilchos Mezuzah. Despite the fact that it's only used by Yoyim v'loy b'layla, Yubuchuyv, he says, lo gora mi beis hamedrish, that a beis hamedrish, at least in those days, was used by Yoyim and not b'layla. This halacha of Chanuyo is potter, the Shulchan Aruch talks about such a thing that's used by Yom Balay Balaylo. He says there's a difference between a chanus, which was a stall that was used on market day. That's taka used by Yom Balay Balaylo. That's a temporary. That's not something that a person uses on a permanent basis. A store that a person works out of, a regular store on 13th Avenue in Bar Park. Zolzain, it's only open by Yom V'loy B'layla. A school, it's something permanent, it's something kavua. A stool, which was only used on market day during the day hours, that's not a bias, that's not a deer. But a place that's used, incidentally, it's used by Yom V'loy B'layla, that avada is mukhuyiv. That avada is mukhuyiv. The London one is Shtel Tzu, or Kiveg, is a famous Kiveg in Chuvis. In Chuvis Madura Kama Simites, where Kivega talks about somebody who was away from home for an extended period of time, more than 30 days. The halacha is that diurin is hukva, you only mechuyev to put a mezuzah when you live someplace for 30 days. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to put a mezuzah right away, but in Chutz La'aretz, a dor, let's say a person who's renting a house, is only mechuyev to put a mezuzah when he's there with a kvius. What's called living in a place with a kvius? 30 days. Says Reb Kiveger that if a person goes away, travels to China on business for more than a month, he's been mevatel, he's living elsewhere. He's not been at home, he's living elsewhere for 30 days. Oyvazoy, says Reb Kiveger, that when he comes back, he has to be kaved, he has to make another bracha on the mezuzah. It's a new mitzvah of mezuzah when he gets back. Now he's now removed. He moved again. He made a resettlement in the very same house that he's been living in for the last 20 years. He's been away. He was away during the summer for 2 months. When he comes back at the end of August, right before Labor Day, when he moves back into his house, he has to make the bracha on the mezuzah again. Kuveg says a chiddush. It's clear that Paiskim don't hold that way. Kuveg is mekadosh this halacha. They want to bring a raya from Kuveg that Kuveg is talking about somebody's house. In his house, he certainly has, he has furniture, he has clothing, there's stuff there. Why is it worse than Beis HaOitzah? Beis HaOitzah, the reason why it's a deer is because its use is storage, that you store things there, but you have a balayla. So he also, he had the stuff there for 2 months. Why shouldn't he be b'chuyim mezuzah? So they want to bring a raya from Kivego. How can it be less than Beis HaOitzah? That Kivego understood that a Beis HaOitzah is a place that's made for storage. Its use, its storage, it's a bias to storage. Leave the stuff there by Yahweh Balaylo, it's Machai Mezuzah, Shmei Bais. A place of storage is also a place, it's also a house. It's a residence for the merchandise, it's a residence for your car, it's a garage. See, Machuiv Mezuzah, garage Machuiv Mezuzah. Mashenk in a house, the Shimush or Ikri, the main usage of a house is living. You're not living there because you went up to the country for 2 months. When you come back, you're moving again from fresh into your house. Either stuff is there, but the house is not there for things. A house is not there for furniture. The furniture is there for the people who live there. The house is not a storage, it's not a base oitzer for furniture. Therefore, that svara would not be mechayiv. You'd only be mechayiv insofar that you're using the ikur of that place, which is the living. If you're not living there for 2 months, you're part of it. What do we see from Kiveg? That you have to look at a definition of a base, a bias, in terms of what it's made for. A store which also has merchandise. What's the ikur of a store? It says the ikur of a store, the London want to say, is the servicing of the customers. Yes, there's furniture there. Again, I'm not talking about a store where half the function of the store is having shelves that are full of merchandise. That's certainly no worse than a base oitzer. But what about an office? A person works out of a real estate agent. He works out of an office. It happens to be, he has his files, he has certain items, personal items, he has furniture there. You're going to look at that as a base oitzer. The ikur tafkid of the office is sitting down with clients, is meeting with clients. That's called a base oitzer at night. So if he only works by yom v'loy b'layla, he'd be potter. That's the London want to bring that from Kiveger. Kineged the svar of the Yad Ktana, that a chanus, any place, even if you're only there by yom, but you store personal items there by yom v'layla, that would be mechayev. They want to bring their Kiveger holds not that way. The point is debatable, but in any case, it's big machalikis. Ma'od yitochen, let's say in a school, when they put up, let's say an office building, when they put up a bunch of mezuzahs, a Jewish office building or a Yiddish school where they put up a bunch of mezuzahs, you have to look for the room which is considered a dirish or mishamshim or yayim v'layla in order to be kaveh with a bracha. Otherwise you get involved in a machlekes apayiskim, you can't make a bracha. It's machlekes the taz and the yad ktana. So that's what they do. The didacticim, what they do is they look for one room which is certainly mechuyiv l'kuli alma, doesn't get involved in this machlekes. A room which is used by Yom Balayla, they put up the mezuzah over there with a bracha, and everything else they put up agav without a bracha, based on the bracha on the first room. So that's the right way to do a kfias mezuzah ceremony in a building or in a school or a moisid with a bunch of rooms.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.